be out with the deadline.
Are you trying to get our attention?
Okay, let's bring the CNRA committee to order. On Senate CS from House Bill number 143, CNRA. Let me go through the CS for the committee. The significant changes in the CS from the prior version are on Section 5, the appeals process. On line 31 on page 2, the language which reads, before reaching a decision on an appeal, the Department of Natural Resources shall request the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to review the matter and submit a recommendation. After reviewing the recommendation, the decision on the appeal shall be submitted to the department. So basically, we have the Department of Natural Resources, the commissioner hearing the appeal with comments by the Community and Regional Affairs, so that we have the input from the Community and Regional Affairs. Then in Section 6, we have put in the language consistent with the existing policy of the compactness of the form with the length not exceeding approximately 4 times the width, along with a provision for a waiver by the commissioner based on circumstances, including the land use, the terrain, the effect of the form of the selection on access to it and other parcels, and the effect of the form on the selection on surveying and management costs for the state and municipality. So the basic idea is there is to stay with the 1-4 unless the commissioner makes a finding or, you know, waives that provision based upon the circumstances there.
Mr. Chairman, I could speak to that, but I would be very happy to make a motion regarding that.
To adopt CS?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would move that we adopt Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 143 CRA. Ask unanimous consent.
Is there objections? Is that a motion to adopt or to move?
To adopt the CS.
Okay. Hearing no objection, motion passes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, because I raised the issue on the review process, it's only appropriate that I should speak very briefly to it. It seemed to me that the appeal, we have a process of appeal that is used in a myriad of land issues, and that we should not stray too far from that. I do think that it's well to, certainly because of their interest, to see that there is a recommendation from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, but it doesn't. We shouldn't use the word bifurcate so much, but it's a wonderful word that we learned today with mental health. But it really keeps that decision-making process very much in one agency and yet allows for some input. So I think sure. That's good, and I think you've worked out well Section 6. I hope that Eileen McLean has been contacted on this and can find agreement.
Well, thank you. Does the committee wish to hear from either of the departments?
I do have just a couple of questions I would like to ask, possibly if it would be appropriate if we could have both the commissioners from CRA and DNR, just so I'm sure I understand a couple of issues.
Please come forward, and others in the department, Marty or whoever else, join us.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, we certainly do have a problem with Aleutian East Lake and Penn, and in some sense with the Denali in terms of their ability to establish a land base. And I just wonder, Commissioner Hines, do you have any idea at this point of where those 20 million acres are going to come from? We've talked about additional lands being made available, like PET4 and so on, but where are we going to find those acres generally?
Senator, I certainly haven't formed any strong impressions at this point of where the 20 million acres are going to come from. But I know they're not going to come from places that are heavily weighted already with national parks, refuges, and other restrictive categories, which unfortunately does impact both of the areas you're looking at. And certainly the case of the whole Aleutian area and everything else there, the valuable land in terms of the communities, I think we can find ways to convey to them what land we have for use in their communities. But frankly, we don't have much of a holding there. I do not see as part of the process of interacting with the federal government very much opportunity to get land in that area from the federal government either. I will have to admit there's some areas of the state where I think we can offer some things in balance to the federal government, for instance here in Southeastern, that might convince them to give us a little more land for some of the communities, but it's going to be very hard in the Aleutian area. As to more of the interior of Alaska, I would hope we could get some land there, but it is land that it's going to probably be difficult to get to for a long, long time, because it is basically in largely roadless areas, and it's going to be a long time till folks develop the infrastructure to get there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, where by this action that we're taking here, we're adding approximately 150,000 acres to Northwest Arctic, none to Aleutian East, Aleutians East, none to Lake and Penn, 9,000 acres to Denali. But as I understand, this is just a snapshot today. Am I not correct that this, the way it's worded, they would continue to be able to accrue 10% of whatever we have after the additional 20 million acres is gained?
I think that's the intent.
Their acreage is established, Mr. If may. The acreage is actually established at the date of incorporation, so okay. Not necessarily.
Well, now explain that to me, what that does mean. What does this do? What does this piece of legislation do? Let's make an assumption that there are, you say it's established as of that date and it does not change. What do you say?
Well, their population is established as of the date of incorporation.
We're doing away with the population. No.
Okay, you're right. I guess that actually, if you were to increase the VUU,
right,
then perhaps you would.
Well, I don't want perhaps. I want to know what this bill does.
I was wrong, Mr. Chair. You are correct. Since you are doing away with the population and the VUU base were to be increased, it would increase the holding as much.
And this would only happen in the case of these four boroughs or any subsequent boroughs. And, you know, the potential is certainly, are we correct in that?
Yeah. What we're looking at and trying to answer your question here is Section 9 does set a time limit of January 1, 1996. So,
okay,
Section 9 on page 3.
Okay.
The observation was that they're basically the entitlement continues after our time limit for selecting the next 20 million acres. In other words, we fill out the state's 104.5 million acre of total selection from the federal government. That deadline is January 2nd, 1994. And then if there was something else that happened after that, but it was after January 1, 1996, it would have no effect. The only other comment I would make to you, Senator, I understand a little bit your concern I don't have the statutory reference for you, but mm-hmm. I have the authority under the statutes to grant additional land beyond these entitlements to any of the organized subdivisions of the state for need. I mean, is basically the way I would understand it. If any organized local government comes in and makes a case for more, I have already the statutory authority to give them that land beyond the limits.
Yeah, the other question would be, and I raised that earlier with you, Commissioner, and I'd like a specific answer on the record for this. As long as we're dealing here with municipal or public land, am I not correct? It would be impossible to close those to hunting and fishing unless they were closed to all classes. In other words, NANA, and you know, part of our inability to resolve the subsistence issue, everybody knows where I am on subsistence, has led to a closing of lands, and all of the NANA lands have been closed except shareholders and residents 5 years. I think that's very sad for the state, but we need to be sure that these lands would not be able to be closed unless they're closed to all. Is that not correct?
Again, it's my understanding that these lands as conveyed to the local government are still public lands. And as far as I know, in Alaska, public lands, you may not discriminate. Now, you may restrict and reduce access, you may do other things, but you cannot do it in a way that would be called discriminatory. In other words, for instance, you can have a permit system that involves a lottery. You can do other things where there are more demands for use than there is ability of the land to be used. But you cannot do it in any way that would be discriminatory. Now, I'll know a lot more about that when the courts get through with me on the Kenai Guide issue, but that's an example where one can set criteria of experience and other factors.
Oh, I see.
But
you
can...
To limit access.
We can restrict,
yeah,
but we cannot discriminate is the way
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's basically my questions.
Okay. Are there any other questions from committee members? Thank you.
I appreciate very much that you all have taken the time to reword a couple portions of this. I feel very comfortable with the way you've worded sections 5 and 6, that it is very workable in the current context.
Sure.
It is very workable in the longer term of having some real world factors we can look at in dealing with exceptions to the compactness of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Did anyone else wish to testify? Nick?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Bishop, and I'm testifying on behalf of the Alaska Outdoor Council. I'd just like to say that we had some real serious concerns with this bill when it first was introduced. I think they've been addressed. I'm really happy and congratulate you on the job, because I think it does accommodate adequately the municipalities and at the same time does reflect attention to the broad public interest, and that was our concern. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we support the bill.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Okay, thank you. Anybody else wish to testify? Okay, what's the pleasure of the committee?
I'm moving to Senate CS for House Bill 143 CNRA from committee with individual recommendations. And the appropriate zero fiscal notes.
Okay.
Asking unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, motion passes. Bill moves